You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver and online at citr.ca. This is What Pink Sounds Like. In the next hour, join me, your host, Ashley Kissman, as we celebrate women in media and in music. Increasing feminist content on the airwaves, one song at a time. Let's just make a change. Why can't we turn the page? Don't make us safer. Can we adopt something unsafer? Let us make a change. Why can't we turn the page? Don't make us safer. Can we adopt something unsafer? Hey, thanks for joining me today, guys, here on CITR. It's another episode of What Pink Sounds Like, again, celebrating women in media and in music. And I've got tons of new music today, including the latest from Betty Wright and The Roots. That's right, Betty Wright, if you know that name, if it sounds familiar from your old Motown records or anything, Betty Wright was a huge star in the 1970s, and she's put out her first album in 10 years, and she's collaborated with The Roots to do it, The Roots being Jimmy Fallon's backup band, if you watch some of that late night comedy stuff on television. Anyways, guys, I'm super excited to bring you that later in the show, and as always, we'll tell you about some upcoming shows in the Vancouver area that you need to check out. But first, I have to play once again the latest from Saida Baba Taliba. This is, again, soul and funk queen out of Toronto. I played this track last show, and it just got such a great response from people in CITR listening, as well as listeners like you guys listening at home. So I think I'll have to play it again. It's a good way to start off the show. This is A Place Called Grace, right here on CITR. Don't go anywhere.
Grace, this place, my place. My horse had worked the fields too long. My bear had lost his innate calm. It's true enough for not at peace. The beavers never were the seas. Our love is not the light it was. When I walk inside the dark, I'm gone. And why we look for where it went? It's only echoes in the
And that was Feist off of her latest album, Metals. And you're tuned into CITR. That was the track, How Come You Never Go There? And then before that, it was Saida Baba Taliba with off her album, Scream. And that was the track, A Place Called Grace. Anyway, sorry for the bit confusion in there. I'm having way too much fun in studio. I actually have a volunteer in studio kind of shadowing me today, and I'm getting a little too excited at sharing her with, like, how much fun everything is. Anyways, guys, much more music to come up next. I definitely want to share with you all about Betty Wright and the Roots and her new album. That's coming up, so don't go anywhere, right here on CITR.
Dictionary.com defines
shindig
as an elaborate or large dance, party, or other celebration. CITR 101.9 FM defines
shindig
as 27 bands and musicians of all styles duking it out to grab one of three prize-winning top slots in a 13-week annual competition.
Shindig
2011 is underway now, with semifinals beginning November 15th and the finals set for December 6th.
Shindig
takes place every Tuesday night at the Railway Club starting at 9. With three great bands each week and audience prizes, what more could you ask for from a
shindig?
Learn more at
shindig.citr.ca.
Yeah. just move closer to you. I don't know how to breathe me in, breathe me out, say goodbye.
picture of a girl with the same hair, and I pose next to her, copping a smile. Made a great photo, but I never thought I'd see her again. Didn't really want to ever see her again. When alone on the train, it was hard to imagine you carrying a bag on your own. I can't believe you brought a bag for me. That day was supposed to be like spring break, but it was dark and cool, and the sand felt all dirty and gritty under our shoes. I brought my camera and have a shot of us, you and that guy who died down in Philly on the beach. The cyclone made you sick. It was a similar sort of trip. By the time we took the tram down to Roosevelt Island, you made me feel like I was more like you than like me. I like that. We even went uptown to score, sat on a bench on that designated corner when we didn't have cell phones, and waited for a man, then jumped on the subway back downtown. It always kicks in, it always kicks in, it sets your mind, something like emotion. It sets your mind, sets your mind. You really have to convince yourself that it'll be good outside. It doesn't seem like anything could be better than that, riding that train. It's hard to get.
Hey, are you that DJ? The demos are in and the DJs have been selected. CITR's annual Battle of the Decks is set for Friday, November 18th at the Pip Pub and will kick off our Fun Drive 2011 with a bang. 8 up-and-coming DJs will compete live to be judged by a panel of local DJs and you. Yes, you, as crowd applause is a deciding factor. Advance tickets are available at CITR Radio in room 233 of the sub or at the door. Doors are at 9 and the party will go late. It's CITR's That DJ competition at the Pip Pub, Friday, November 18th. For more information, search Are You That DJ on Facebook or go to CITR.ca. Timber Productions and WinnieCooper.net are proud to present A-Rab Music with Party Supplies. Saturday, November 19th at the Electric Owl, A-Rab Music and Party Supplies will keep it bumping with DJs Tristan Orchard and Relly Rels on the decks. Tickets are available in advance at ticketweb.ca or Red Cat, Scratch, Highlife, Zulu, and Beat Street Records. That's A-Rab Music, November 19th at the Electric Owl, proudly sponsored by CITR. Welcome back. You're tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM right here in Vancouver. Thanks for listening. This is What Pink Sounds Like, and I'm Ashley Kissman. Lots of music that we just played, so let me tell you a bit about what you just missed. Or if you were tuned in the whole time, what you just heard. We had Sasha Lewis off of her album Rooted with the song Rooted. Then was Florence and the Machine with No Light, No Light off of the latest album Ceremonials. Amazing album. You have to go get it. So good. And then after that was Eleanor Friedberger, which you just heard, with the song Roosevelt Island off her album Last Summer. A huge album, actually, this past summer. Really enjoyed that one. Well, you might have heard me talk at the beginning of the show about the kind of soul R&B legend that is Betty Wright. Now, if you're not familiar with Betty Wright, I'm going to give you a quick education right now. You can find some of her songs on such compilations such as Atlantic Gold, 100 Soul Classics. She's one of those right up there with like a James Brown, Stevie Wonder. She's one you definitely have to know. And good for us youngsters here, she's come out with her first album in 10 years, and she's collaborated with The Roots. The Roots, of course, being an awesome hip-hop band group. They are the backup band for the Jimmy Fallon show, Late at Night. And I think this is her way of actually coming up and trying to influence the music of today. So I'm going to give you a track off of her new album, which is called Betty Wright the Movie, and I'll tell you a bit why she chose that title. But first, you have to know one of her classics before we get into a better discussion of Betty Wright and the legend that she is. Here is Clean Up Woman, right here on CITR. Stay tuned.
Love. sweep him off his feet. She's the one who'll take him in when you dump him in the street. So take a tip, you better get hip to the cleanup woman, 'cause she's tough. I mean, she really cleans up.
And that was Betty Wright with Clean Up Woman. Again, one of her really big hits from the 70s. The other one she had was called Dance With Me. Now, today Wright is much in demand as a vocalist, coach, and writer, and arranger, and producer. But her first album is out in 10 years, and it's out this week, and I have it for you today. It's called Betty Wright The Movie. Kind of an interesting name for a title. And why did she pick the name for the album? Well, this is what she said in a recent interview with National Public Radio, Jackie Linden. She said, "You don't just hear the songs, you can see the scenarios." And she also continues, "I'm sure there's somebody out there that needs their script for their next movie, and this is it. This is a script of life. Every song could be a movie." That's pretty cool stuff. I mean, if you think about it, there's so many times where we hear a certain song or have a certain feeling, and that song kind of speaks to us at that moment in our lives. Or even when you listen to one of your favorite songs, maybe it's not the best song in the world, but you remember it from a certain time in your life, and it just kind of goes. There's a soundtrack to life, and that's what Betty's trying to do with this album. Now, Wright has worked with an impressive roster of collaborators in her career, including Marvin Gaye, Bob Marley, and on her new album, Wright trades verses with rappers Lil Wayne and Snoop Dogg. That's right. She's going there. She's going to Snoop Dogg. And she's backed up by the ultimate house band, The Roots, of course. But she says the recording studio experience of today is really different from the recording experience when she was back in studio. With all the technical computers and different software that you can use now, she says, you know, you can mess up and people can probably fix it without you having to sing the whole song over again. She says back in her day, if you messed up, people knew it. People heard it. You really had to be spot on because we didn't have fancy synthesizers or auto-tune or what do we have today to kind of smooth it over. Recently, Wright has devoted much of her time to coaching younger singers like Joss Stone and Jennifer Lopez. She says her work with rising stars is one of her own ways of safeguarding the future of popular music. Now, this is one of my favorite quotes. I think I have to put it on my blog later today. Wright says, "And I believe in making radio sound better." All right, well, she clearly hasn't heard my radio show. But she says, "If I gotta listen to it, I want it to sound good. So I'm tired of people disturbing the peace, getting on the radio, and sounding like a hot mess." Hot mess. Betty Wright's words, not mine. And she continues, "If I can tell what the note really is, why let them go to the note they think it is? I've got that mama vibe. I don't look at it with an ego." So there you go. Betty Wright, soul diva, putting it down for you. Her album is now available on iTunes and I'm sure wherever albums are sold these days or downloaded. But here, right here for you on What Pink Sounds Like, just for you listeners, here is the track Old Songs, featuring The Roots and Betty Wright off of the album Betty Wright The Movie.
Hold on, late at night you wanna watch TV, lean back and play a little Stevie. Stan, play the music. Play the music, then you'll know why. That major tune into what your mama played ya. Time to celebrate, time to create before it's too late. Oh, go to your favorite place. Speakers pumping, pumping that bass. So dance what they play. Daddy, daddy, all up in your face. Subjects that matter. Cause it matters. Yeah, it matters.
Say
And that was Danielle Duval off of her album Of the Valley, a great new Canadian artist that just kind of came on the scene recently. And that was the track Imposter. Kind of talked about her last week on my show and gave you a little more information on my blog. Once again, if you ever want to check out any of the past playlists or podcasts or my rants and raves, go to whatpinksoundslike.com for more information there. Now, up next, I really would like to play for you some imaginary cities. They are coming to Vancouver this November 24th at the Biltmore Cabaret, which is right near kind of Kingsway and Main area. Really great duo from Winnipeg, actually. It's Marty Sarbit and Rusty Matyaz who make up the Canadian duo, and they're so amazing. I was already in love with them already. And then I was driving the other day, and I was listening to CBC's The Next Chapter with Sheila Rogers. And all of a sudden, Marty and Rusty come on and they talk about what book that they've been reading while they're on tour. And it turns out the book that they were reading is called The Hunger Games. Now, there may be a bunch of you right now listening who've heard of The Hunger Games. If you haven't, I'm going to introduce you right now because this is a book that you don't want to miss. Granted, I'm going to say it right now, it is kind of the next Harry Potter, Twilight, if you will. I'm a fan of those kind of books, but even if you're not, there are some books that make this particular trilogy a bit different. Now, The Hunger Games is by author Suzanne Collins and introduces 16-year-old Katniss Everdeen, who lives in a post-apocalyptic world in the country of Panem, where North America once existed. Yeah, it's deep. This is where a government working in a central city called the Capital holds all the power. Right now, think the book George Orwell's 1984, but kind of for a younger adult audience. Maybe when you were 15. But granted, I still enjoyed it, and I'm much, much older than 15. I'm not going to say how much older. In the book, The Hunger Games are an annual televised event where the Capitol chooses one boy and one girl, aged 12 to 18, from each district. Now, there's 12 districts where there once was provinces or states. There's only 12 districts. And they throw these, you know, 24 young people into this arena. But the arena isn't like a football field. It's like this, you know, secluded forest. And then there's a picture, or there's not pictures, rather, cameras all over the arena that actually televise in real time what these people have to do. But I haven't got to the best part about The Hunger Games, and this is where it should really pique your interest. The Hunger Games send 24 kids in, but only one comes out. It's a fight to the death, and it gets pretty gruesome in the book. Now, The Hunger Games is all about the main protagonist, Katniss Everdeen, who's the girl. She gets thrown in. She's only 16, and it's basically about her battle to survive The Hunger Games, and it goes into some other things as well. Really, really interesting. Now, the author, Suzanne Collins, says she got the idea for The Hunger Games when she was channel surfing on TV one night. One channel she observed people competing on a reality show, again, kind of part of our lives now, and another she saw footage of the Iraq War. The two blended together, and that's where the idea was formed. Again, kind of messed up. While the trailer is out, of course, like any famous trilogy, you have to make a movie out of it because Hollywood has to make some bucks. The trailer is out. So as we exit the Twilight saga, you know, and they're coming with their last couple of movies, we enter The Hunger Games. The new movie should be out in March. I'm going to post the trailer on my blog because it's, once you see the trailer, I hope you're going to want to read the book. It's pretty interesting. The one thing I do really like about this trilogy is that it has a really strong female character. Katniss Everdeen is spunky. She doesn't take poop from no one, and I say poop because I can't say the other word, and she's really all about family and fighting to fight with what she loves, to fight for what she loves, whereas Bella, you know, plays the little more damsel in distress that we all know so well in so many other forms of literature. So I am all for supporting books and literature that have a strong female character. I feel like literature definitely needs to portray more of that, as well as like Hollywood movies and everything as well. So check it out, The Hunger Games. The trailer you can find online anywhere, and I'll have that on my blog later today. But until then, here's the Imaginary Cities off their album Temporary Resident with the track Don't Cry. We'll be right back.
Thursday, November 17th, CITR 101.9 FM, No More Strangers, and WinnieCooper.net are proud to present the Villa Coola EP release party. With special guests, Gang Signs, and Tough Lovers, this show will go down at the Media Club with doors at 9 and the show starting at 10 p.m. That's the Villa Coola EP release party, Thursday, November 17th at the Media Club, sponsored by CITR. It's almost that time of year again. Fun Drive 2011 is coming. November 17th through the 24th, keep 101.9 on your FM dial and your eye on CITR.ca for updates on all our fantastic Fun Drive events. Mark your calendars for November 25th, because we'll be releasing details soon about our raucous Fun Drive finale party. Help keep your station at the top of its game by making a donation during Fun Drive. Call 604-UBC-UNIT or check out citr.ca/fundrive for more information.
That's what I want.
That's right. Fun Drive is coming. It's next week. It's running November 17th to the 25th. And it's going to be a lot of fun. Next week, What Pink Sounds Like will be a special Fun Drive edition. It's kind of a telethon. I'll be asking you to pledge money to CITR to make sure that we have enough money to stay alive. Well, no, we have money to stay alive. But you know what we do need? We need new equipment. We need more resources so that we can keep being awesome for you in the community. So support us. Support CITR 101.9 FM next week. It'll be a lot of fun, so be sure to tune in. There's also a lot of incentives. If you donate certain amounts, you get certain prizes. It could work out for you quite well. Also, CITR is having a Fun Drive finale Friday, November 25th at the Biltmore Cabaret. Tickets are only $10 in advance or $12 at the door. So again, that's all part of the fundraiser. Please come out and support CITR. Support What Pink Sounds Like. Support community radio, because that's what we are all about. Well, my show is just about up. I want to thank, you never heard her through the whole show, but I want to thank Maggie for sitting in on the show with me. If you ever thought about being a volunteer at CITR, hey, there's never a bad time to come on in. Always a good time to come on in. You can get skills on how to broadcast, on how to talk on air, how to program, all for fun. So definitely, whatever your reasons, whether you want to be a future radio star one day or you just want to learn a new hobby, be sure to check out our volunteer page at citr.ca. And you can learn more, and then maybe you can sit down on my show one day, because I'm pretty cool. I hope I'm cool. I hope I impressed her. Maybe not. All right. Guys, as always, check out my blog, whatpinksoundslike.com, for more information about today's show, today's rants, and as well as the playlist and podcast will be available there, too. Stay tuned to CITR. Linda B. with Give 'Em the Boot is coming up next. Don't go anywhere.